Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You know, there's so much in this parable that I could go so deep into it that we'd be here for hours. Aren't you glad I'm not a long-winded preacher? There's always changes, you know. No, I'm not making that change. But today we're going to keep it really simple because you know something? I think that the beginning of this scripture says it all. Jesus has something very specific that he is saying to the disciples and that he is saying to us today. Jesus knows what's ahead for him, right? Mm-hmm. He knows that he's not always going to physically be with the disciples, so he is preparing them. And here are the words that he says to them and to us. Always pray and never give up. Don't lose heart, because the stuff of this life is really hard. It's really hard. Keep praying and never give up. Now, I could just say amen right there, but I'm going to continue. So we hear the parable about the judge, right, and the widow. And I explained to the children what that was. And so we recognize the fact that the judge is not a good judge. He's not a just judge. All he is, he's in it for himself. He really couldn't care less. And it's so hard to even picture, but we know there are people in history that couldn't care for anybody but themselves, right? So even he even admits this, which is like really a hard thing to admit. And this judge gives in, not because his heart has changed, but precisely because he couldn't stand her anymore. And it is, the Greek does say, practically giving him a bruised eye. So this parable is not about comparing God to an unjust judge. What it does say is, my goodness, if a judge who is not just will do this, how much more will a God who has created you and loves you so incredibly, how much more will God do for you? We have a God who is a good God and a just God. We have a God who is eager to bless us. We tend to paint a picture of God as one who's off in the distance. As a matter of fact, Bette Midler sang that song, right? God is watching us from a distance. No, God is not watching us from a distance. God is present with us here and now through the gift of the Holy Spirit. That would be like saying Jesus wasn't there. Jesus, who is the presence of God, physically standing in front of them. Sometimes we think that God is waiting for us to like make a false move, right? One false step and I'm zapping you. That's it. And we do believe that at times. And we do hear people say that. Well, I deserve that. God deserved to punish me. When we see God as a punishing God, where do we find the love in that? So God isn't waiting for us to make a false move. God isn't saying, gotcha, gotcha on that one, think I don't see you. No, that is not who God is. God is a God who is good. And God sends the Holy Spirit with us every single second of every single day so that we can walk with God and be comforted and hold us. God in the Holy Spirit is present right here now in our midst, whether we realize it or not. God cries with us when we are crying. God laughs with us when we're laughing. God sighs with us when we are sighing. God knows exactly what we are going through, because Jesus, God incarnate, had those same exact feelings. Our God, who is a good God, invites us to pray without ceasing, confident in God's goodness and faithfulness to us. Good. We have a good judge in God. And our God is a just judge. God sees the injustice in the world. And you know something? We see the injustice that's happening in the world. Whether it's happening to us at times personally, or whether it's happening throughout the world in different continents at a rate that we can't even begin to imagine. Many, many, including the disciples, have suffered a cruel death at the hands of injustice. You see, Jesus is preparing the disciples for what they are going to face. There will be danger. There will be persecution. And Jesus tells them, pray, pray, pray. Pray. Persistence in prayer. Now, they didn't receive what they wanted, which might have been to be delivered from the persecution that they were about to experience, but they were given what they needed. And what they needed was God's loving presence, God's strength, God's resilience, God's wholeness, and God's peace. We have a just, just judge in God. Now, this parable doesn't say how or when God is going to respond. And that's what we want, don't we? Let's face it. That's not what this parable is saying. God doesn't say when he's going to do all this. He doesn't say when. But this is what God does say. And this is what we can hold on to. That I am faithful to you. I love you. Even though you throw your hands in the air and you say, I can't go on, I am with you. I never leave you. You may not understand, but I am here with you always. God gives us what we need. Patience, resilience, strength, peace, and wholeness. Jesus tells us what we need to hear and what we need to do. And it's to keep praying and to never give up hope. And you know something? If we're really honest, that is really hard stuff to do. When we are in the midst of the muck. And I know so many of us today, right here, are in the midst of the muck. But God is good, and God is just. And God will give you exactly what you need. There's this movie, Finding Nemo. Anybody see Finding Nemo before? Okay. So if you haven't ever seen Finding Nemo, Marlin, who is a clownfish, lost his son Nemo and his wife. His wife died. So you ever notice Disney movies always keep it real? Yeah, they keep it real. So his wife dies, and it's just Marlin, the dad clownfish, and Nemo, the sun clownfish. So Nemo wanders away. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. He gets scooped up in a net, and next thing you know, he's in a tank in Australia, in a dentist's office. So if you're ever at a dentist's office, you've seen a clownfish, it might be Nemo. So Marlin's like, I need to go and find my son. Come on, he lost his wife. He's like, I need to go get his son, get my son. So he goes swimming, he meets up with this fish, and I don't even know what kind of a fish it is. But the fish's name is Dory. Now, Dory has some issues. Her biggest issue is she can't remember anything. Okay, she might remember from the past, but really her short-term memory is gone. And so, you know, he's sort of like, what, seriously, how the heck can you help me? So they have this big, you know, encounter with some shark who claim that they're vegetarians. They make it through the shark encounter, okay, if that's not bad enough. And he is like, they're getting stung by jellyfish, all this stuff is happening, and he's just laying on this rock. And he's like, I'm done. I can't go on. I'm done. Have you ever felt like that? I'm done. I think I said this a few weeks ago. You know, you're so exhausted. You're like, I'm done. And here comes Dory. She comes swimming up, and she says these words to him.
Oh, Mr. Grumpy Gills.
She says, when life gets you down, you know what you gotta do? Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. So here's what I'm going to say. As corny and crazy as this sounds, when life is too much for you to handle, and let's face it, we cannot do this on our own.
Amen.
We cannot. God does give us more than we can handle on our own.
Amen.
But with God and prayer, we can. So I want you, instead of just keep swimming, I want you to sing, as corny as this sounds, just keep praying, just keep praying, just keep praying, praying, praying. And know that God is good and God is just, and that that is exactly what we can count on. Amen.
Amen.